With the push of a button, it's now possible to scrub the sex, violence, and profanity from DVD movies that you watch at home. A company called ClearPlay is selling the electronics and the digital filters that do the scrubbing. As NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, the process has just gotten legal protection in a new copyright law passed by Congress.
It's not that easy, yet, to watch DVD movies with ClearPlay filters. You need a special DVD player, and sometimes you have to download the filters from the company's website. But let's say you've done all that, and you're watching a battle scene in Gladiator. You'll see ranks of soldiers sending arrows and spears sailing through the air. The little glitch in the sound is where ClearPlay cut out 8 seconds showing the arrows and spears killing the soldiers. ClearPlay has digital filters for more than 1,000 films, everything from SpongeBob to The Crying Game. Bill Aho is the company's CEO.
We have a team of filter developers that scrutinize each DVD and basically mark events on a frame-by-frame basis. Profanity, sex, violence, drug use, and then determine how to most effectively skip or mute over them.
ClearPlay was one of several companies that were sued by movie studios and the Directors Guild for sanitizing films without permission. Unlike ClearPlay, however, many of those companies were selling edited versions of the films. The case is still unresolved, but Congress has stepped in and passed the Family Movie Act, which gives ClearPlay's digital filters the okay. Congressman Lamar Smith, Republican from Texas, is the author of the Family Movie Act.
We're not making any physical changes in the tape whatsoever. If you're renting a movie, you'll return it in exactly the same condition it was when you rented it. All you've done in between is say, I don't want my child to see this particular content. And again, I think parents have every right to act on their beliefs.
No one has ever challenged the parents' right.
Congressman Howard Berman is the ranking Democrat on the subcommittee dealing with intellectual property. He opposed the Family Movie Act. Congress, he says, would never treat books this way.
There are obviously many books that we wouldn't want our kids to see. But that doesn't give some other company a right to produce an abridged version of the book to create a whole stream of revenue for a work that they didn't create.
The studios opposed the Family Movie Act, but it was the price they paid for getting something else they've wanted for a long time, stronger criminal penalties for movie piracy. John Feary, the executive vice president of the Motion Picture Association of America, says the industry loses billions of dollars to people who sit in movie theaters with their camcorders and then sell their copies of the film on the street. The new copyright law, he says, makes it a felony to use a camcorder in a theater.
The legislative process never goes perfectly. So we accepted the Family Movie Act as part of the bigger package because camcording is such a threat to our industry.
ClearPlay has no competitors, for now. But another company, called Nissim, says they actually own the patent to the ClearPlay process, and they're suing. Nissim plans to offer a service called CustomPlay. It'll allow viewers the option of making movies more suitable for children, or of cutting out all that annoying dialogue and keeping just the sex and violence. And the Family Movie Act will protect that, too. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.